share the love and share the truth. Good morning to you, Abosheni, Lochani, Molweni, Tubela, Saubona, Macheloni, Avudi, wherever you are in this beautiful spinning rock. It's a Friday morning, the 21st of February. Greeting you from God's footstool here at Entheos Bible Church, broadcasting from Centurion this morning. Yours truly, Valent Rousseau, behind the microphone, having the privilege to be with you until 9 o'clock, God willing. Thank you so much to Mpo Mana, handling the technical side of life this morning, pushing the buttons, keeping us on air, and all the glory to our Heavenly Father, the name that's been given by the Lord to mankind here on earth, by which we proclaim salvation, the name Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah. What a privilege to greet each other in that most beautiful name. Trust to find you well. God has given me a special word to share with you this morning. And it comes from Scripture, straight from Scripture. It's a paradoxical phrase that I want to share with you. And it's these words, quote, unquote, "I believe, help my unbelief. I believe, but help my unbelief." It's a father that comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, falling on his knees, weeping. And he says, "I believe, help my unbelief." Does it ring familiar? Don't you agree? It's kind of paradoxical, thought-provoking, isn't it? How can this man say he believe and in the same breath asking for help to overcome belief? I've been there. I believe, Lord Jesus, but will you come through for me? I'm struggling with doubt, and maybe you've been there in your life saying, "Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief." It's always important that when we read something like this, that we look at the script in context. What is the story behind the story? And so if you look at the scriptures, and I'm taking you to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm taking you to the Gospels, the second Gospel, chapter 9, from verse 14 to verse 29. If you look at that in context, Jesus has just returned from the Mount of Transfiguration. And he came upon this large crowd surrounding his disciples. And there was this argument. People were stirred up. It's amazing that when God asks questions, he already knows the answer. But interestingly enough, you find the Lord Jesus Christ that asks, what's going on? And then a man from the crowd explained that the disciples had been trying to cast out a demon out of his son and had failed to do so. And then Jesus said these words, "You unbelieving generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." You and I could have been easily in that crowd. "I believe, Lord, but help me in my unbelief." And so to continue the context of the story, the boy was brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into convulsions. He fell to the ground and he rolled around foaming at the mouth. And so, what happens next? What happens next? I see him pause, just talking to me here. And Paul, thank you so much. I'll be doing that. Bless your heart, my brother. And so, when the Spirit saw Jesus, immediately he threw the boy into convulsions. And after the boy's father explained his condition, he said to Jesus, and he used these words, he said, "If you can do anything, take pity on us. Help us. If you can do anything." And Jesus, typically our Lord and Savior, he answered the man in the following manner. He said to him, "Everything is possible for one who believes." In verse 23. Luke 9, verse 23. Everything is possible to the one who believes. And then you find verse 24. The boy's father that says, I believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. The Lord Jesus heard that. The Bible says immediately after hearing that, Jesus spoke to the unclean spirit and permanently cast out the unclean spirit out of the boy. Healed him, raised him up, gave him back to his family. After a father cried out, I believe, but help me in my unbelief, Lord. I have heard you can do these things, Lord, but can you do it for me? It's interesting when you read the scriptures, you will see that a little bit later, Jesus' disciples, that comes around to him and kind of confused. They say, why were we unable to cast that demon out? And then Jesus says, this kind can come out only by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. I want to talk to you about faith and doubt this morning. It's a prominent thing in this day and age that we live in as well. I believe, I've heard people say, don't worry about doctrine as long as you believe, but do we have enough faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? I believe, Lord, you do these things, you've done these things, but Lord, do you know about me and my family? Do you know about me and my son? Do you know about me and my daughter? Do you know about my marriage? Do you know about my condition, Lord? It's amazing when you read that scripture, the initial response of the Lord Jesus Christ, hearing of the boy's condition, and his disappointment in a lack of faith. He calls them, and it might as well be you or me, and he calls them an unbelieving generation. How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? And when you read it, you think this boy's father, was he a Christian? Why did he follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Why was he in the crowd? He even says to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you can, Mark 9, 22. What are you saying to the Lord this morning? And so the Lord Jesus Christ picks up on this man's conditional statement. He's in essence saying to him, what do you mean, if I can? And I know you listen to this radio broadcast and there are things. Listen, I've been with this radio station for 18 years. I've been a Christian for a good 35 years of my life. And there are things that I battle with and struggle with. Sometimes we go to the Lord, Lord, if you can, help me. And I can almost hear the Lord saying to us, what do you mean, if I can? The assurance that he gives this man, this boy, his father, he says, anything is possible if you have faith. I said to somebody yesterday, I said, I struggle with mustard seed faith. You see, Jesus is God. We proclaim it on this airwaves, on this radio station, not just because it's a fancy thing to say and the right thing to say. I say that because I believe that in my whole heart. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when we look at Mark 9, it looks like the only thing preventing this man's son from being healed is his faith. He wants to express faith at the same time, be genuine and honest. And he says, I believe, Lord, I believe. But help me overcome my unbelief. You know what he's saying? He says, my faith is far from perfect. I'm saying this morning, Lord, my faith is far from perfect. I may not have enough faith. Please help me to have enough. Please help me to have even more, some of the Bible translations says. And I think you as a Christian, and on this Christian radio station, we identify with this guy time to time. Our inadequacy to allow God to work in our lives. I don't want to make this a pity pot thing on this Friday morning. But yes, we're standing before God for stuff in our lives. And especially is this true at the point of salvation. You see, salvation comes to inadequate sinners who realize their need and ask for forgiveness. It is impossible for righteous people to be saved. Luke 18 says that. In the same way, Christians know what the Bible says. And we do trust God to take care and direct our lives. But sometimes we are faced with something that seems to overpower our faith. You agree with that? And it seems that we don't have enough faith to follow Him in that moment. Can we ask more faith? Can we acknowledge that even our faith comes from God? A measure of faith? It's His work. It's all about you, Lord. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit in us. It's His work in our lives that enables us to believe, to obey. You know what I've said to my kids in raising them? I've said to them so many times, you're allowed to ask. We can ask for what we need. And when we doubt, we can ask for more faith. You allowed to ask for more faith. I'm not sure what you're trusting the Lord for this morning, but you allowed to ask for more faith. We have an example in God's Word. In the second gospel, chapter 9, verse 14 to verse 29. When we wavering in our resolve to follow, we can ask for more resolve. When we are unwilling to obey, we can ask to be made willing. You see, an unbeliever has no interest in having more faith or being made willing to obey. But if we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, in the early hours of this morning, and we ask, Lord, help me in my unbelief. Ask the Lord and ask Him frequently to help you to live the life that pleases God. Will you do that? If it's left to our own strength and our own faith, I want to say this, you won't make it. I won't make it. I believe. Help me in my unbelief, Lord. It's a statement of faith, an admission that our faith is far from perfect. But we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth. Christ in us, Galatians 2:20. If you need to die to self this morning, Lord, it's all about you, Christ in us. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. Lord, give me more faith. Lord, I need to overcome this thing. I need to conquer this. Lord, my child, Lord, my husband, Lord, my marriage, Lord, my wife, Lord, my in-laws, relationships, Lord, work, Lord, food, Lord, obedience, Lord. Help me this morning in my unbelief. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. On a Friday, we speak about the million little miracles. And we ask you on this radio station to send us voice notes. Where did you see the hand of God this past week? You're a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you in the crowd? Are you following Him? You standing at the feet of our Lord and Savior and say, Lord, help me in my unbelief. I believe, Lord, I have seen this week, but will you come through for me? I want you to send in your testimonies this morning. Little voice notes that says, I have seen the hand of the omniscient, unseen, all-powerful, majestic King of the universe. His name is Jesus. He's the one who touched me. He's the one who touched my son. He's the one who touched my marriage. He's the one who touched my wife, my health, my circumstances. Help me in my unbelief, Lord. And send me those little miracles that the Lord has done. 082-657-2729. I'll play them a little bit later on. We call it God sightings. And I'm not talking about old and long testimonies, you know, way back in 58. I'm talking about this last week. You know, one of the miracles, and I'm always astounded by it, is that we wake up in the morning, we're on God's wake-up list. If I just look at the rain, the incredible amount of water that fell the past 2 days, and here we are, blue skies this morning. God that provides in our needs. I believe, Lord, but help me in my unbelief. Not if you can. I know you can, Lord. But help me in my unbelief. Give me mustard seed faith, Lord. And please help me. Father, you've seen the prayers. You know, Lord, whose spirit man is bowed down before your throne of grace. I know the Bible says there's even a jar filled with the tears of the righteous, those crying out in the early hours of this morning, Lord, we live in a country that's desperately, desperately in need of revival. And Lord, unless you stir the hearts of men, unless you stir the hearts of women, unless you change us, Lord, it's a thin veneer of acceptance. And I know the Bible says in the last days it will be like this. But unless you come and change us as a nation, as a South African nation, Lord, and have mercy on our leaders, and have mercy on us, Lord, nothing will change. God of heaven and earth, help us in our unbelief. Touch us, Lord. Restore us, heal us, raise us up again, Lord. that when we say we are a Christian nation, it's not just a tick box on a ballot paper, but it's a true conviction of the heart that we believe in the one and only true God. There's none other like you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus, we confess you are God, and we proclaim it over the airwaves, over the valleys, the hills, the fields, the farms, the towns, the cities of our country, over our leaders, over every man, woman, and child, over every Oma and Opa, Gogo, each and every one in South Africa. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children says, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in our unbelief. I'm waiting for your voice note. Where did you see the million little miracles this past week? When you cried out to the Lord, Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. And I have seen with my own eyes. I have experienced, and therefore I will testify and tell a dying world that our King is well and alive.